Welcome to the Warriors of Success podcast. I'm your host, Adam Siebert, and you are here because you believe in hard work, dedication, and discipline. Also, you want to hear from those who believe that anything is possible and desire to live on their own terms. Please give a warm welcome to Tyler and Karen of Advicify Media, a digital media consulting agency that provides small business consulting and advertising for businesses. They advise and assist clients in utilizing digital platforms to drive revenue. I've had multiple calls with these two, and you can tell they just click. So welcome, both of you, and thank you for hopping on the podcast.
Thanks so much for having us on.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Adam. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So to get started, why don't you guys just tell us who don't know, tell the listeners how it all began and about Advicify Media.
All right. Well, I'll start that one off. We all started, me and Karen kind of been talking back and forth, starting off in November, probably early November. And I mean, like you said, we just kind of clicked. We had our differences and kind of our different skill sets. And that's kind of where we saw we had that same mindset, different skill sets. And we said, hey, let's do something here. So that's where Advicify Media came about. And Karen, you have anything to add on to that?
Yeah, for sure. Kind of mirroring what you were saying, definitely the fact that we have each different unique skill sets and the way that we can combine them both is just crazy awesome to see how far we've gotten in so little time. And I'm like super excited to see what comes next and how we grow this, and kind of in terms of like a little bit more about the business. Specifically, we offer, like you said, consulting services for small businesses, and we help them kind of bring attention to their brands, right? Via all these digital channels nowadays that exist, which is social media, search engine optimization, which is like ranking at the top of Google, running ads and things like that.
Right. Right. So I was going to ask a question about that just as you're talking about it. How do you guys just advise people to go on as many platforms as possible, or do you pick individually and kind of steer them in a direction for their specified field?
I think it's important to steer them in a direction, because ideally, right, if we all had so much time to be able to experiment on all these platforms, that's always encouraged. But unfortunately, especially business owners, you know, they're very tight on time. And even like, let's say their staff, like let's say a marketing director is still tight on time. So what we do is kind of see what platform they can cater their content to the best and go from there. Obviously, it's always like a case by case basis, but we try to, you know, encourage people to obviously, you know, keep experimenting, but not spread themselves too thin either.
Right. That makes sense. Okay. So individually, why did you, Tyler and Karen, I guess both, if you could answer this, why did you get into this type of business?
Well, I definitely always have wanted to own my own business. Ever since high school, I've been saying that. And, definitely ever since getting on the phone with Karen, sharing our differences, sharing our similarities, and kind of just talking over everything that's going on in the world now and today, we figured this was like a huge space and an awesome space to get into. And it's super fun. Like, we're in our phones 24/7. We're doing this stuff all the time. It's kind of like we know it back to hand. So it's super fun to kind of work with Karen. And it's fun to us where other people, you know, they're doing the 9-to-5 thing and they're kind of struggling with, they can't get that work-life balance down. And I think me and Karen have a lot ahead of us, and it's going to be fun to see where this takes us.
For sure. And kind of from...
Nice.
I know in, like Tyler said, that he's always been kind of like this very entrepreneurial person. And for me, that's not always been the case, right? I've, even in high school, I remember I was like, there was absolutely no way I could be an entrepreneur. Like, that is absolutely like off the table. And but what I did, I have been doing is I've been in the digital marketing field for like 2 years now. And whether it was like helping manage content, run social media, things like that, I've been doing that for a little bit now. And so that gives me the confidence to know that like businesses need to know this kind of stuff, right? And like there's like a huge major unfulfilled potential with how brands and like small businesses could be like using these platforms to really, really grab people's attention. And it's not rocket science, right? It's all a matter of creativity and consistency.
Nice. I like that. I like that. Thank you both. Who is helping you to, or if there's anyone really directly involved, or if you guys just have people help you here and there?
Sorry. Hello.
I was just asking, tell us about who helps you guys, and if there's anyone that directly works with you as far as in the business, or if you guys just are working together and that's it. Tell us about that.
All right, for sure. Kind of it's basically most of a two-person team here right now, and we're obviously, you know, as we expand, things are going to get bigger. We're obviously going to add people, but as of now, it's kind of us two. And like Tyler said, just using each of our skill sets to the best of our ability.
Yeah, I think that's been the most fun part, kind of wearing all the hats, you know. You have to kind of know how to dabble with every little bit of the business. And we've been pretty much learning from each other as we go. And like I said, big things coming in the future here.
Nice. All right. So what is one recent struggle the business has had to overcome?
Well, I'll definitely start off here. School, I'm still in school. I graduate with my bachelor's in business administration in May. So time would definitely be a factor as far as going out and getting those clients and kind of doing the hustle, you know. I'm kind of knocking out the schoolwork, getting that out of the way. And me and Karen are working a lot on content creation right now, just kind of build that brand, letting to know those people who we are as a brand, and you know, who you're working with when they come to us. So that's kind of our main focus now. And I don't know if Karen, you have that
anything to add? I mean, exactly the same thing. I'd say time management in general is so big, and I think sometimes people underestimate it, but me as a freelancer, I'm privileged enough to be able to kind of like schedule out my day, right? And, you know, block out time. Okay, this is when I'm going to dedicate time to the agency. And even then, in the beginning, it was a little bit of a struggle. So, you know, especially with freelance, my workload has gotten even bigger. So just finding ways to combat that and like outset that increase in workload with even better and more efficient systems.
Right. Okay. Perfect. So tell us about the vision that you guys see in the future for the business. What do you guys see?
So kind of, we definitely have a lot of directions that we, and I think one of our biggest ambitions would be to do this kind of like branch out and do kind of Advisify International, which would be kind of including other demographics other than English speakers, native English speakers. I'd say the Hispanic population here in the United States is growing, and it's only going to grow about 11 million people. And so that's just a huge market opportunity that I think even a lot of agencies and a lot of companies are only right now starting to realize the value. And I mean, even overseas in the future, to kind of, you know, brand ourselves and increase our influence into other countries. But there's just so many places that we could go with this. So it's all a matter of time.
Yeah. I love that one, and especially the scalability of this business is so awesome to think about, because I have a lot of friends doing a lot of investing out in New York City and other people in the travel agency, and if you just you could do advice if I travel, advice if I invest, and advice if I international, and we could just expand, and just the vision is crazy to think about. So,
right, and who's more of the visionary in this business relationship?
I think when me and Karen put both of our minds together, we just think about so much different possibilities and opportunities. So.
I don't think it's definitely both of us. I don't think it's a question of which one is more. It's just how crazy our ideas can get sometimes. Like, we can just, like, totally, like, out of the realm, completely out of the box, and, like, how crazy and insane the ideas, each of our ideas may seem. But in the end, who knows? It might be possible, because with this digital age, I think we're in such a great time period for opportunity, for just globalizing and just expanding our reach.
All right. I love that. So what differs you guys from your competition?
Well, I would say me and Karen met in November, and before we started the whole business idea and even talking about the business in general, we kind of started reaching out to other media agencies, marketing companies, and they call themselves all these different things, but they're doing the same similar thing. And we kind of learned from them what mistakes did they make, and what can we kind of avoid going into this business. So we noticed a lot of them are younger, which is kind of strange. Like 17, 18 year old kids are getting into this, and it makes sense, but it's strange the way they're approaching their clients. Is just, you can tell they're chasing the money, which is what we are going to show. That's different from all these other people. We're going to go in and show that we care, and we're actually going to be there for the client. We've worked with a couple people so far. We stay up to date on them, and we just did like a little audit for them. And I can't imagine what it's like to have a potential client and get them as a full-time client and just go all in on them and kind of help them out for that good. So,
right. And kind of adding on to that, like just talking kind of additionally with how, like, even I think the younger audience is approaching this field. You know, I'm sure you've heard of Ty Lopez, people like that, people with the Lamborghinis, right? Right. Kind of, you know, right. Showing the luxuries that come with entrepreneurship, and there's nothing wrong, right? Just, you know, purchasing whatever your assets are, buying a mansion, it's people's decisions, right? But I feel like, half the people are in it and just part of the client chasing the dollars, the client dollars. And I think in the long term, the real passion that comes with that is going to help you, like, help your business survive. And so, like, that's what I think we offer, just the overall vision and the passion. I mean, whether there's dollar or not, and kind of even from my side, I'm kind of with freelance right now, I'm doing bilingual work, and so I know, like I was talking before, like Advice Fi International, I know the Hispanic audience very well. I can tap into that market, and so I think that's another huge aspect for our competition, for us to stand out against a competition, because we just have a whole major untapped market as well.
Right. That makes sense. Perfect. What is the main mission of the company?
So, I mean, the main mission, I mean, to put it simply, is just to bring attention to brands, whether it's like a small business, whatever kind of a brand it is to bring attention. That's like the number one biggest goal here, whether it's via even like consulting sessions, whether it's content creation, whether whatever you want to call it, social media marketing or SEO or making websites, it's just helping people have a greater presence using the internet of their brands and you know, bringing in more clients and customers.
Yeah, exactly. And me and Karen are both the same on this. We want to give more than we take. So when we're working with our clients, we want to build that friendship with them, build that relationship, and kind of grow from there. And we're not only helping them, they can help us with things, which is also awesome about this business. We're always learning, and there's always room for growth.
Right. And I know you guys mentioned the 51-49 value ratio, which I love that. That's great. What advice, this is one of my last questions. What advice would you tell young entrepreneurs, both of you individually? What would you say to young entrepreneurs?
I'll go first on this one here. I would definitely say to stay patient, number one. Young entrepreneurs, talking, I don't know, 17, 18, 19, maybe even 20 years old. But even if you're up in your 30s, 40s, you're still young and you have time. And that's one thing to focus on. But definitely, I would say, was one of my main issues and kind of what I had trouble with, what people were going to say when I came out and kind of started being myself and did my own thing. So I would say don't really focus on what people are saying. Focus on yourself and stay patient.
Love it.
Exactly. And kind of for my part, I would definitely say that whatever like the listener here, whatever you're trying to pursue or whatever kind of business, if you're trying to be an artist or even a marketer, do drop shipping, it doesn't matter what. Like, I'd say don't spend too much time strategizing and trying to get, you know, like, quote unquote, ready, because you're never, never going to get to that point until you literally push yourself off the cliff or off the nest, right? You never make that jump, and then it's never going to happen. So, like, I'd say the biggest thing is like, you know, don't spend too much time overthinking, over-strategizing. That's just going to, like, get things cloudy. And so I'd say just go for it. And keep in mind that when you're trying to become an entrepreneur, there's always going to be people that are like selling these courses, right? Or like trying to sell these courses of how they made so much income, how they got a lot of clients. You know, have a little bit of intelligence when you're like shopping from like consultants and courses and things, because some of these things I think are extremely overpriced. And I think they're just trying to capitalize on this wave of entrepreneurship. So I'd say keep, you know, just stay intelligent with how you're spending your money. And if anybody digs far enough into the internet, you can find all this information for free.
Yeah. And just to add on to Karen quick there with the whole, if you're like, just network with other people, you could learn from them. What courses are they taking? What worked from them? Mm-hmm. And just learn from people that are above you, and they don't even have to be above you. Learn from people that are doing the same thing as you, or even different things. You can still learn from them. Maybe, you know, like, just learn from other people.
Right. Yeah. I like that a lot. And the one thing I wanted to add is like, stick together. Like, if you find people that are like mine, like you guys, I found you guys on social media, just stick together. You know, if you guys are going through something or I'm going through something, it's like, we have all these people that we know and that we've met through social media and that are doing similar things, which we're so lucky to grow up in this age. And I'm pumped up about it. And it's so nice to be able to chat with you guys too.
Exactly. Same with you.
Yeah. And that's, just say that's awesome. Thanks a lot for having us on. This has been awesome.
Yeah. One more thing. Where can we find you guys on social?
So you can find kind of Advicify's, like our agency's Instagram page at Advicify Media. And kind of for me, my personal Instagram, you can find me at Karen_Chalco.
And okay. We're on Advicify Media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and we also have a LinkedIn page. So you can pretty much find us all over on social. And for my personal, I'm at Tyler Marshall on pretty much every social. So
perfect. Is there anything you guys wanted to add or throw in there for the listeners?
I mean, just keep doing what you're doing. Like Tyler said, absolutely do not give, too much thought to what other people's opinions are of you, and don't keep on, you know, don't over strategize, and just, I don't know, find positivity in every single day that, you know, we have opportunity.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's it right there. You live one life. Go for it. Go do what you got to do, and good things will come when you start kind of focusing on yourself.
Awesome. Tyler, Karen, this was a lot of fun. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to do this. I wish you much luck and success with Advicify Media, and I'm so excited for you both. I love watching everything happen, and I mean, I would love to set up another one of these in the future and see how far you guys have come.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That'd be super awesome.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, Adam. Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah. Thanks to everyone that listened, and stay tuned for more interviews like and be sure to tell a friend about the Warriors of Success podcast. Have a good one and be a warrior. Thanks again, you two.
Thanks.
See you later.
See ya.